Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 100 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by remembering the truth of what we are, and from this place of innocence, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into wanting to know the truth, we come into the present moment, getting comfortable in the seat, allowing the mind to settle into the present moment. We come with a deep desire to know who we are. We turn inwards by first coming into the present moment, becoming aware of being aware. Seeing what's in awareness right now. Thoughts, body sensations, emotions, feelings. Just noticing what's in awareness right now. All these things in awareness are like the toys of a child. They pick up a doll and pretend that they are the doll. And they pick up another doll and pretend that that is someone other than themselves. Playing with the toys, looking outward. Playing with what's in awareness, looking outward. I remember a saying from the Bible about as kids, we play with toys, but there comes a time when we need to set the toys aside. And this deep yearning to know who am I shows up. And that's when it's time to set down the toys and look inward. And really see, who am I? Who am I? Without any of the toys to define me. Simply looking at me. Not me, the thought of a body, a person, an individual, but me. What do I know about me? What do I know? Not something I've been told or experienced, but what do I know? I know I exist. I know I am aware of existing. In being with simply knowing I exist and I am awareness, in knowing that, what else do I know? In knowing only that, what else do I know? There is nothing else. There is no other. There only is the awareness. And so there's peace and safety. There is no other. There can only be peace and safety. If there is only one, there can be only love. Feeling my existence. Feeling my awareness. There is only love and peace and safety and joy from knowing all that. Remaining here with the only desire of wanting to know, who am I? What am I? If thoughts come up, remember your desire. To lay down the toys of thoughts, emotions, past, future, simply being in the present moment, right now, looking inward. What do I know about myself? Before the mind, before the body, before emotions, before matter and objects. What am I? Your heart is open to the love of God. Your mind is closed when it busies itself with thinking and defining, deciding and ideas. Leave the mind open by listening to the heart. It speaks too, although its voice is quieter and it does not use words. The mind can put words to the message of the heart. When it does this, the mind is not thinking, it is listening. From our Holy Spirit. Your heart is open to the love of God. Your mind is closed when it busies itself with thinking and defining, deciding and ideas. Leave the mind open by listening to the heart. It speaks too, although its voice is quieter and it does not use words. The mind can put words to the message of the heart. When it does this, the mind is not thinking, it is listening. Your heart is open to the love of God. Your mind is closed when it busies itself with thinking and defining, deciding, and ideas. Leave the mind open by listening to the heart. It speaks too, although its voice is quieter and it does not use words. The mind can put words to the message of the heart. When it does this, the mind is not thinking, it is listening. Your heart is open to the love of God. Your mind is closed when it busies itself with thinking and defining, deciding, and ideas. Leave the mind open by listening to the heart. It speaks too, although its voice is quieter, and it does not use words. The mind can put words to the message of the heart. When it does this, the mind is not thinking, it is listening. Thank you for joining for quote 100 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.